The wagons were loaded, and Small Boy and Muntu led the oxen in from the pasture and inspanned them. "Where are you going?" Sarah asked. Louisa shook her head. "Mother, you must ask that of Jim, for I know not the answer." They both looked at him, and he laughed. "Beyond the next blue horizon," he replied, picking up George and placing him on his shoulder. "But fear not, we'll be back soon enough with the wagons groaning under the weight of the ivory and diamonds they carry." Tom and Sarah stood on the parapet of Fort Auspice and watched the wagon convoy wind away up the hills heading into the hinterland. Jim and Louisa were in the van, with Bakat and Zama riding a short distance behind them. Intepi and Leti were walking beside the lead wagon, the children clustered about their legs. At the crest of the hill, Jim turned in the saddle and waved back at them. Sarah whipped off her bonnet and waved it furiously until they dropped out of sight over the far side. "Well, Thomas Courtney, it's just you and I again," she said softly. "I like it well enough that way," he said, and placed his arm around her waist.